Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Ticked over into Before the Bounce thanks to the Ponds and Norlane Hotels and Team Taipau. The Ponds, a great destination catering for the whole family. The Cats making five changes. Four players managed: Jake Colajasny, Gary Rowan, Asava Radigalia, and the man we're about to speak to on K-Rock Football for Prestige Jayco in Brandon Parfitt. Parf, Kingy, Benny Cass and Mark Neal in the K-Rock Hub. Are you at the Gabba or have you had to stay back at the club accommodation to watch the game?
G'day, boys. No, I ended up staying at the hotel, so I watch it on TV.
Talk to us about the decision to manage you from this game. Did you know going into the West Coast game that you were going to have a break, or was a decision made post that and once you got to back to Queensland?
I wasn't too sure leading into the game. I've probably been a bit sore for the last few weeks, and I guess with the short turnaround, it was probably the best decision to rest. I think a few boys are in that position as well, so hopefully we can freshen up and get going for the following week.
How are those discussions held? Are they you and the coaching staff, Parf, or are they the medical staff getting involved as well and looking at your numbers and what sort of Ks you're tracking in games and the like?
Yeah, it's probably a combination of different things. I think, you know, if you're not up to it, you know, with a four-game, you know, sort of turnaround, it's probably hard to back it up. And, it's probably a combination of different things going into it.
Brandon, it was a huge effort by the club against the West Coast Eagles, albeit a losing one. But, you know, what's the mood like? I mean, I suppose it's easy to get deflated when you put everything into a game and then don't win. But, you know, has it actually been a little bit of a confidence booster that, you know, your best footy is right there with a team that's probably going to be at the pointy end come, well, I was going to say September, who knows when that might be. But so how's the mood been since that game?
I guess it's been pretty positive. You know, after the game, we thought we played well for a majority of the game. You know, there's a few lapses where we probably let it down. But, I think with the short turnaround as well, it's probably good to get back onto things. But, you know, they're a really good side, and you know, Nick Knapp was good, and we probably didn't have a ruckman to match him. We were pretty happy with the way we went about things.
I suppose being in the hub, we ask you each time we get you on. I've had you on a few times at Current Footy that you live with Quentin Narkle. That's right, isn't it? Well, not now, but
yep.
Generally. And so is the best thing about the hub is that you don't have to put up with his cooking, or can you give us another cooking update? Because we hear that he's a little bit pots and pans all over the show there at your joint.
Yeah, he's no good in the kitchen, the big fella. So, it's been good. We've been just getting sort of buffet meals, and we've just got to be careful about, you know, overeating. You know, there's a few big boys that's going up for second and third, but just got to be careful in the buffet room.
Is that one of the traps for a young fella just seeing the sort of spread there and thinking, I'll just have a little bit of that and then I'll go back for seconds, and next thing you know, you're having eights?
I'm not sure about eights, but, I think we've spoken about it, spoken to the younger boys about, you know, not falling into that trap. But everyone's been pretty good, I think.
Parf, before I throw you to Mark Neal for Prestige Jayco, what's your weakness at the buffet? What's something that you just look at and go, I just know I can't. The skinnies won't agree with this.
It's probably in the morning, just with the bacon and eggs. You know, I'm softy for bacon and egg and a bit of hash brown as well. So just trying to, you know, not have too many of that, really.
Not for the elite athlete. I'll put you over to Neildy, Parf.
Brandon, back on the footy for a moment. You mentioned the West Coast Eagles midfield, and they're pretty good, and they go pretty deep. You've got guys like Shuey and Yo and Gaff, and you mentioned Nick Nat. What were you able to take away from actually getting up close and personal with them, given that you ran them right to the line?
We thought we matched them in there, and we've got some, you know, really good players ourselves, so you know, we thought we did our best, but you know, we didn't go in there with a full-time ruckman. You know, we had Blitz and Sab sort of rotating, and Nick Nat probably got on top most of it, but we sort of backed ourselves in, and we'll probably do that for most weeks to keep doing that.
Now, I've just got one about the hub as well. We've had a couple of our K-Rock listeners call in, and they're just surmising what's the best thing about the hub for you and what's the worst thing. We understand what you've just described, what's on offer for breakfast each day, and you're not having to worry about your mate Narkle mucking up the kitchen. What's the most challenging thing for you in the hub at the moment?
Yeah, Yeah, I'm not too sure. I've sort of enjoyed it. Like, I don't have a family or anything like that that I need to worry about. It's sort of just worrying about myself, really. But, yeah, probably just everything's a bit, you know, sort of repetitive at times. See the same people and do the same sort of things, but I've sort of enjoyed it myself.
Have you paid a visit to James Parsons? Is he still a resident hairdresser of the group?
No, I haven't actually, but he's been cutting a few of the boys' hairs. I actually got a nice haircut, but then I ended up stuffing it up in myself, so I ended up shaving the whole thing off.
Yeah, can you talk us through that? Because we've seen your sort of Yogi Bear change a fair bit this year. What's happened?
Yeah, well, I ended up growing the hair long, and then I was just over it and went to a nice sort of barber joint and got a nice trim. And for some reason, I thought, and I'll fix up the back and end up just, you know, stuffing the whole thing up. And just sort of, you know, the night before, end up just shaving it myself in the mirror, so...
So you've only got yourself to blame. So you stuffed up your own hair. You were trying to cut it at the back. That's probably where you went wrong.
Yeah, exactly. I'm no good on the clippers, so...
So you've had to just go the whole shave, and then now you're just down to the sort of the old sort of close to the old cranium look.
Yeah, exactly, the old buzz cut. So I'll have to wait a few months to let it grow back and then hopefully get a better haircut.
What are you thinking when it does come back? Are you maybe... drop yourself in a bit of a perm?
A little perm. No, I might just keep it short for now. I was thinking about growing it long, but ever since I've cut it, everyone thinks I've gotten fitter and stronger, so I'll probably try and keep that look. I don't know if the hair was making me look fatter, but...
Whatever blows your hair back, Brandon, you just do your own thing. But I just advise against trying to cut your own follicles at the back of your cranium, because that can go a little bit pear-shaped. I wanted to ask you about your tackling. I reckon you're the Cat's best tackler. Is the tackling always been part of your game? Because it's not something that sometimes you associate with the junior ranks. A lot of the kids are good at getting the ball, not so good on the defensive side, but... you're a really good tackler in that you make them stick. Has that always been sort of something that you've worked on, or is it just something that comes naturally to you?
I've played a lot of rugby growing up, so that probably helps. And I think as a small forward coming in, I probably had that role to be a defensive forward and lay as much tackles as I can. And I guess now moving into the midfield, I probably have that same sort of mindset. You know, a lot of blokes can rack up the pill and do a lot of good things with it. So if I can... sort of compliment those guys, we'll go a long way to winning games.
Parf, you're out of contract at the end of the year. I know there's been a halt put on discussions, although I believe negotiations have been able to resume. Your management team, I think Tim Lawrence is handling you from Stride. Are you closer to getting somewhere with the Cats for 2021 and beyond?
Hopefully. I haven't really heard too much about it. I've sort of just been focusing on, you know, getting the game and getting a kick each week, but yeah, I'll have to, you know, chat with my manager. I haven't really spoken to him for a little bit, but yeah, hopefully things can start to roll.
You're keen to stay at Geelong, no doubt?
Oh yeah, for sure. I've got heaps of good mates here and pretty happy right now.
It'd be fantastic to see you stay here. And I think 61 games, it's about now you start to feel comfortable as an AFL footballer. You know, you talk to the guys that have got to 150, 200, they say it, you know, takes 65, 70 games. Are you starting to get to that point in your career?
Yeah, a little bit. I think, you know, at times I, you know, can lose confidence and gain confidence throughout games, and it's probably where I probably need to take the next step where... you know, I can go after the footy and just keep backing myself in. So hopefully I can just keep, you know, playing with confidence, because that's when I play my best footy.
What, Brandon, what are you looking at your watch? What time do you sort of wander down to the old Buffett just to see what's on offer for tonight?
Soon, actually. I'm pretty hungry right now, so...
What time do they let you in? Are you sort of there at the door as soon as they open, a bit like a sort of the old Boxing Day sale when they open it, you're there, you just burst through the doors?
Yeah, I'm normally the first one there waiting, so I reckon tonight will be the same tonight.
So this is only, what, your second night? Third night in second night in Brisbane. So third night?
Third
so
night
you got
in
a bit. Right. So you got a bit of a feel for what might be on offer, and which is fantastic. What are you sort of, if I could say one thing right now, what would you love to see in the Buffett when you get there?
I don't know, probably a nice sort of stir fry and a steak maybe would be pretty good.
Okay.
I don't know, just anything really. I'm pretty hungry right now. Just talking about
just tweet it out. I reckon just tweet it out. Say K-Rock style. You've just launched onto this, and we'll give it a plug during the game. But just keep away from cutting your hair. Just concentrate on the tackling and the footy.
Path, we really appreciate your time. Can you reassure K-Rock listeners you'll be right for Monday to take on St Kilda?
Yeah, I think so. Hopefully, I'll be all good to go.
Absolutely. Well, we look forward to seeing you back in the number three on Monday night. Hey, really appreciate you giving us some of your time from out of the Gold Coast hub. Best of luck to the boys. Tonight. I know you're not there. You'll be probably busy at the buffet, and then don't just pay attention to the game when you get the chance as well. Great to talk with you, mate, and I look forward to seeing you back in the blue and white on Monday.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Brandon Parfitt joining us there. Thanks to Prestige Jayco.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.